Nicely done selection. You'll understand in just a minute. Welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We're on digital, FM, satellite, online at npr.org/Bryant Park. I'm Allison Stewart, along with Rachel Martin. Coming up, an assisted listen to Herbie Hancock. No, not this one. You know this one. It's Rocket. But to his Grammy Award-winning album, the big surprise of the week. But first, let's get some news headlines from Rachel.
This is NPR.
Thanks, Allison. Classes are canceled at Northern Illinois University today after a fatal shooting there yesterday. An Illinois coroner today said the death toll is now at 7, 6 students and the gunman. More than a dozen other students were injured. Witnesses say a gunman stepped out from behind a curtain on the stage of a lecture hall and opened fire on a class without saying a word. Student Jerry Santoni was in that lecture hall when the shooting occurred.
I popped my head out and overlooked the whole situation as soon as I felt it was a good enough time to leave. I bolted for the back door, and as I was running away, I could still hear shots fired.
The man later turned the gun on himself. Police say the gunman had been a graduate student in sociology at the university in 2007, but was no longer enrolled there. The campus did have a detailed security plan in place, and John Peters, president of the university, said campus officials put it into action right away.
This is a tragedy, but from all indications, we did everything we could when we found out. It seems our security people were there right away.
The campus was set into lockdown, and the university warned students to stay put through the school website, email, voicemail, and a crisis hotline. The Bush administration is asking the U.S. Supreme Court to review a decision requiring the government to provide evidence to support the classification of more than 180 Guantanamo detainees as enemy combatants. The administration says the decision has created a serious threat to national security. They're asking the Supreme Court to review the case in May or defer action until the court decides the case on the rights of the Guantanamo prisoners that's currently before them. The U.S. military will use a missile to try to shoot down a crippled spy satellite that's headed for Earth. It's not science fiction, it's real. President Bush ordered the action to prevent contamination from fuel aboard the satellite. It contains a half ton of hydrazine, a fuel that officials say could burn the lungs and potentially be deadly if it hits a population base. The tank is believed to be sturdy enough to survive reentry, so the military would try to shoot it down just before it enters the atmosphere. And speaking of things in the stars, astronomers have discovered a miniature version of our own solar system 5,000 light years away. In the newly discovered system, a planet about the mass of Jupiter and another about the mass of Saturn are orbiting a reddish star that's about half the mass of the sun. Scientists say the discovery means our solar system may be more typical of other planetary systems across the universe than had previously been thought. That is the news, and it's always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.